What happens when a tiny probability becomes an excuse for unlimited power? The 1% doctrine turned a 1% chance into a certainty and reshaped US policy. But this framing isn't neutral. When low probability, high consequence risks escape expert circles, they get weaponized by whoever holds the most power. What exactly is the 1% doctrine, and why did it emerge after 9/11? It's a term coined by journalist Ron Suskind in his 2006 book, attributed to Vice President Dick Cheney. His argument, if there's even a 1% chance of a terrorist threat, the US must treat it as a certainty. The doctrine drove Bush administration decision-making after the September 11th attacks, reshaping national security policy. What did the 1% doctrine actually produce in practice? Ron Suskind's reporting documents how it was used specifically to justify the invasion of Iraq. The intelligence on WMDs was thin, contested, and in some cases actively doubted by the agencies producing it. But under the 1% framework, that didn't matter. Thin evidence of a terrible outcome was sufficient to act as if the outcome were certain. The doctrine didn't emerge from the risk. It was deployed to authorize a decision that had already been made. That is what happens when asymmetric risk arguments escape the epistemic community that originally developed them. Why does asymmetric risk logic get captured so easily by whoever has the most power? Because the logic is portable. Even a small chance of catastrophe justifies treating it as certain. Does not come with built-in constraints on what counts as catastrophe, what counts as a small chance, or what counts as appropriate action. The structure of the argument is a blank check. In the hands of a careful epistemic community, it disciplines risk analysis. Escaped into the political environment, it attaches to whatever threat the most powerful actor wants to escalate against. And the people who develop the argument have no ability to revoke it. What does this mean specifically for AI risk advocacy that goes mainstream? The even a small chance of existential catastrophe justifies extreme action argument is already appearing in contexts the AI safety community didn't intend. Governments have invoked AI risk framing to justify restrictions on open source model releases, aggressive export controls on chips, and proposals for emergency regulatory authority that sidesteps normal legislative process. The safety community developed these arguments to argue for more careful development. Once they escaped, they became available to justify almost any intervention, including ones that concentrate power in ways the safety community would find alarming. So here's the policy thought. Require any government agency invoking a low-probability, high-consequence threat to simultaneously publish a counter-framing analysis that estimates the probability and consequences of the policy response itself, such as civil liberties erosion, fiscal cost, or unintended escalation. This forces a transparent trade-off rather than allowing the original threat frame to dominate unchallenged. The 1% doctrine was not stolen. It was invited in. The people who develop asymmetric risk arguments should think carefully about who else will use them, and for what.